And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Questions remain about former state auditor Les Merritt, who is now earning more than $300,000 a year as a contract worker serving as the chief financial officer of the Division of Mental Health in the Department of Health and Human Services. First of all, why is Merritt not a full-time employee like most CFOs? Merritt says the contract is not with him but his company. That begs the question, who are his company's other clients and do they pose any ethical conflicts? Earlier this year, Merritt resigned his seat on the State Ethics Commission after the media raised questions about a possible conflict with his position at DHHS. But Merritt is still on the board of directors of WakeMed, even though the hospital system receives millions of dollars in reimbursements from DHHS, where Merritt holds a key management position. Isn't that also a conflict? Before heading to the greener pastures of DHHS, Merritt co-founded a nonprofit called the Foundation for Ethics in Public Service. Part of the group's mission was, quote, receiving and independently investigating allegations of corruption in government. Too bad the group doesn't still exist. It could investigate this ethical quagmire and clear up some questions about one of its founders. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.